Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. Lonnie, we're here in the Berg Vivant bar talking about Lydia's. Lydia's downtown. Lydia's Italy in Pittsburgh has been keeping us very busy. Always something going on there. And we attended a little preview of their spring menu.
Oh, but they're not calling it spring.
The first season menu, because
it's
really
winter, but they don't want to say the
right,
word winter.
We are all looking forward to spring.
Everybody's done with winter.
And I mean, really, I kind of thought, well, there are some things that we might, you know, might appeal to us more than others, but everything on this was just out of this world.
Oh, it was.
I mean, we had some favorites and things like that. And, you know, we'll be showing some photographs. We should say we didn't have a full portion. We had tastings of what, you know, we'll be showing in these. So we didn't have, like, you know, an 18-course meal. Although that would have been delightful.
Those portions, though, for me, were so large that near the end, I was having trouble finishing. I mean, they were very generous tasting portions.
The first thing we had was Jota, but this was a hearty Yoda.
Yoda,
loved him in Star Wars.
One. Yes,
yeah, and this was certainly very appealing. A hearty style soup, potato, smoked pork sausage, sauerkraut, and braised beans. This was a nice winter dish.
It was very hearty and delicious, and I thought it was interesting. It's from the Trieste region of Italy, which is near the Romanian and Austrian border. So there was a lot of the influence of the Romanian and Austrian foods with the sausages and the sauerkraut, and just that little tangy bit of sourness to that sauerkraut just really rounded out
for like a hearty soup. You know, the one thing that I remembered, it wasn't too much. You know, you go and get like some sort of stews, you could like spackle a wall with them. I mean, this was hearty, yet it had a lightness to it.
It had
a freshness to it.
It
was good. Crostini di broccoli rabe. This was a broccoli rabe pesto, house-made mozzarella, sun-dried tomato, and pine nuts. I said this alone could have been a meal.
Oh, it was wonderful. And I was really impressed. I've had broccoli rabe as a side dish, a vegetable, and I've always enjoyed it. Never would have thought of making a pesto of it. And the difference in that taste and flavor compared to a basil pesto, it was just so much lighter.
Yeah, you're not going to get, you know, pesto in the usual sense of a basil pesto.
Right.
It was a lot lighter than that. And
good.
When you get fresh mozzarella, it makes all the difference.
It sure
and
does.
Lydia's makes it in-house. And I mean, you can taste that. I mean, that was delightful.
And the texture of it, I loved.
Oh, yeah.
It just felt good on your tongue.
Scampi alla Felidia. Now, Felidia is Lydia's restaurant in New York, one of many in Manhattan. This was crispy shrimps, spaghetti squash, lemon garlic cream, and a roasted sweet onion. And the presentation of this was delightful. It was almost like a little pumpkin. The onion had been hollowed out and had even a little lid to it, and the shrimp was in there. I mean, this is something like, you know, if I was doing dinner at home for like four people or something like that, I'd want to go get four of these and like just serve those as the appetizers. This was great. I had very satisfying. For a small course.
And I thought the spaghetti squash base to it gave it such a nice texture.
That did it, yeah.
Really gave it some zip.
You could really taste the lemon, mm-hmm. and you know that it being sort of a cream sauce on there. I mean, it was, what more could you want, except for more, you know, of it. Risotto di fungi. I'm a fun guy.
Oh, you are. I've often said that.
This was roasted wild mushrooms and truffle essence. So this was a risotto. Who doesn't love risotto, right?
Well, especially with the truffle. That, to me, is the most exquisite flavor, and it just tasted so good in that risotto. I love truffle.
How can you go wrong, you know, with two things like that? You know, the one thing that stood out to me, it was, as soon as it got put down on the table, the aroma. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could smell the truffle. It just had a beautiful bouquet to it.
It really did.
And I got a hint of white wine in it. I really did taste, you know, whether that was one of the ingredients or not, I got a taste of white wine.
I wouldn't be surprised if it were. And the wild mushroom, the portion of wild mushroom on top was so delicious. And itself, it was smoky. It was a meaty, smoky wild mushroom.
Yeah. Another thing that could have been a meal in itself. Now, let's talk about burrata. Okay. I didn't know for sure what burrata was. You know, I mean, I knew it kind of had something to do with the cheese. But burrata... And, you know, talking to the rest of the folks that were sitting at our table, apparently, you know, that years ago, this was only like something you could find in Italy. I mean, no restaurants in America were doing burrata, but it is a type of mozzarella. It's a way of making mozzarella that you kind of recycle a little bit, some of the tougher pieces. But what do you remember what exactly this was?
They said the part that comes out, I guess it's in some kind of a mold or even cheesecloth, and the part on the ends that comes out, they put back in to it, and they add, you can add either butter or olive oil, and to this one you could taste the buttery flavor.
Oh my
they
God.
Added butter to the center of it, and it was exquisitely delicious.
So, like, basically picture like a piece of mozzarella, fresh house-made mozzarella. But the inside, the middle of it is just creamy mm-hmm. and buttery and delicious and flavorful. It's like mozzarella cheese to the 10th power. Heavenly. And it was presented, you know, sort of, and it, you know, it kind of looks, or, and you might read this in the menu and just say, oh, it's like cheese on toast. Trust me.
This is cheese on toast.
I mean, it's another thing that could, you know, easily constitute as a meal. Every bite of this was just heavenly. I'm so glad to have been introduced to it, you know.
And it was a much softer and creamier consistency than the regular mozzarella, which made it really unique too, almost like a spread.
Yeah.
But not that light. Not
right. So I'm a fan of burrata.
Me too.
I'm also a fan of Beretta. You ever see that, Robert Blake?
I sure have. I'm glad to hear you're a fan of him, because not too many people are.
Oh, I know. The show.
Okay. Yeah. Not the man.
But to round it out, the burrata, again, is house-made Tuscan bread, roasted butternut squash, again, broccoli rabe, olive oil, and sea salt. We saw a lot of squash in this menu.
And that's typical for a winter menu.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's one of the things that's good, and it's in season now.
Yep. From the curd, you know, is how that's made.
I'll tell you one thing you didn't mention about that Tuscan bread. All their bread is made in-house.
Right.
And they have several different kinds of breads, all of which were good. We had a rosemary and sea salt focaccia mm-hmm. with some of those spreads at the beginning
right,
of the meal.
Right, and that's what you kind of get at the top there. This is like your little appetizer, your little bread basket. Yes. Bistecca alla pizzaiola, which basically translates into pizza-like or like pizza. Now, this is sort of the somewhat Americanized option, you know, on the menu. There were a lot of flavors and ingredients in this piece that made it kind of taste like a zesty pizza, like, you know, that
it
you
did.
Would,
it
that
had
you would
a
expect.
Little bit of pizza flavor.
Very American. Hanger steak, grilled medium rare, white corn polenta, pizziola sauce. So this might be for somebody, you know, I mean, Lydia's is very much known for its fresh pasta and things like that. But, you know, if you get taken to dinner there and you're really not a pasta fan, you're looking for something more meaty, you know, maybe more traditional American, this would be an excellent choice.
And the white corn polenta? I had never had white corn polenta, and I'm normally not a polenta fan simply because it tastes so much like a very strong corn flavor.
Yeah.
But this had the flavor of the sweet white corn.
Delicious.
I couldn't believe how good it was.
Yeah.
I just, you could taste such a distinctive difference between that and regular polenta.
Right. This is one of those dishes that you can't go wrong with, I think. So if you maybe are not an adventurous eater, you know, and don't want to stray too far outside of, you know, traditional things, this would be good. I mean, this, I think, is an easy pleaser. And the quality of the meat, the preparation, everything was delightful with that. Stinko D'Angelo. I know that guy. He lives up to his name, too. This was a slow-cooked Venetian spiced lamb shank, braised turnips, sweet potato, and scallion hash. Are you a lamb fan?
I don't normally eat lamb simply because it's lamb.
It's an animal thing.
Well,
and they're cute.
Yeah, they're so cute.
They're also quite tasty.
This was exceptionally good. Very tender, and lamb has a tendency sometimes to be a little bit greasy. This was not in the least bit, and there was a little hint of some cinnamon in there, a very interesting flavor. I just found it to be really delicious.
And, you know, I'm not typically a lamb fan either, and it's not because of the animal, it's just because of the flavor of it. But I think if you are a lamb fan, this is a must try, because it's the slow cooked, first of all, which kind of makes all the difference there, and the flavors that are infused into it were notable.
I thought so too.
And the presentation, so again, fantastic.
And they used Venetian spices in that, which is a very distinctive spicy flavor, similar, you know, you can taste the Provençal spices in some of the French cooking, and some, so it gave a very
spices
distinctive
du
taste.
Provence. Herbe du Provence.
Except this was,
that's what it said on my Betty Crocker McCormick spice jar. But of course, none of that there. I mean, it's much higher quality.
That's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, just, I think, you know, I preferred a lot of other pieces on the menu to this, and I think it's just because, you know, lamb is not, you know, always my taste, but delicious, you know, again. But I mean, I did have favorites above that. And finished off with a cannoli. And again, you know, I mean, leave it to the team at Lydia's to make something that's, you know, so familiar into just an absolute show, an absolute presentation. This was, again, cannoli to the next level. The presentation of this was neat too, because the filling was bright green because of, you know, of pistachio, and the flavor was great, and nobody minded that we picked this up and ate it with our hands. We did.
It was delicious. It was so crunchy on the outside, and in Italy, the typical way to make risotto is with ricotta cheese.
You mean, but make cannoli.
What did I say?
Risotto.
Ah, yes, I meant cannoli. I'm just thinking of all these foods.
I want to go back.
I'm losing track.
Well, no, did even say, because the torturous thing was, you know, the tasting, I mean, we were very well taken care of and very full. And Adam's team there always does a great job.
Oh, the service.
I mean, their service is delightful. Adam always is very knowledgeable about what he is serving and the pairings. And, you know, listening to what he had to say was, you know, very educational for us. But, you know, there were, as full as we were, I mean, there were things that we wanted more of. And there were a couple things we said, we've got to come back and order this.
And the cannoli might be one of them, because now that I know it's not risotto, the cannoli is typically made with ricotta cheese, but Lydia made this with mascarpone, which made it a lot lighter and, after a big meal, a lot easier to eat.
I didn't mind that at all.
I thought it was good, because I was so full, I wouldn't have been able to have eaten it had it been heavier. So it was just perfect.
It was. It was a nice
ending.
Right. And that little slice of blood orange with the
lemon curd.
With the lemon white chocolate curd. I mean, just a perfect little. And yeah, this is one of those things because I think large desserts are trending out of a lot of restaurants. And you see some of these, you know, very small, like little dessert cup type things, or 3 or 4 bite desserts, things like that. This is one of those that you, now calorie wise, I don't know how guiltless it is, but you know, size wise, again, it was very light. It wouldn't be that difficult to enjoy, you know, after you had a meal. So this is certainly something I think that you might be able to afford to treat yourself to.
And I wanted to say also, Lydia's isn't just about the food. The atmosphere and the ambiance is so warm and so welcoming. They have a roaring fireplace in the corner. We sat right by the fire. It was lovely. Big, beautiful glass chandeliers.
Oh, yeah.
Bulbs of varying colors. I mean, the whole experience from the time the valet takes your car, which was so helpful because it was freezing the other night. It was about 6 degrees. Just so nice to swoop in with a valet and they greet you, take your coat, make you feel like you're almost in their home. They're so welcoming and everything is elegantly prepared and served. And one of my pet peeves, as you know.
One of? Only one?
Well, a restaurant pet peeve.
Well, I repeat, only one?
Is when somebody in the party is still eating and the waiter swoops away the empty plates of the others. And they don't do that at Lydia's.
Well, I mean, that's etiquette. I mean, everybody should know that.
But. Well, everybody should, but find me another restaurant in Pittsburgh.
No, the staff is always great there. We've always had a very, an excellent experience.
Very
now,
professional.
Here's the toughest question that I have for you.
Uh-oh.
What on Lydia's first season 2014 menu was your favorite?
Oh, do I have to pick?
Yep.
That's like asking
Let's
a mother to pick their favorite child.
I know, I know. But now, Liz, I'm going to I'm going to do the same thing here. I haven't really thought about this yet.
I haven't thought about it either. You surprised me.
I know.
Let's see.
The one thing that, to your taste, stood out above all.
I would have to say, do I have to pick one?
Yep.
I have to pick one.
Yep.
I guess then I would pick the burrata only because it was so different than anything I have ever tasted. It was so much the same as mozzarella, but so different from mozzarella.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought the whole presentation of it, it was just something I'll really never forget. And I do want to go back there.
And like order 6 of them.
Yeah, and make it a meal.
I know.
It was wonderful.
That is a close second. That really is a close thing for all of the reasons that you mentioned. But I am going to go with the scampi a la Felidia.
Oh, I like that.
Not only for the flavor, but the presentation of this was so creative.
It was.
You know,
it was beautiful.
It was really amusing, you know, to see. So that is what I'm going to go with for not only taste, but creative presentation. It just overall was a great dish in every aspect. And I mean, yeah, that is so hard to choose.
It is.
But that's what I'm going to go with.
I know. That night when I came home, even though I was really full, I was looking over the menu and I was thinking, now, when I go back, I think I might order. I was
one of each.
Planning my next trip.
Yeah, but no, it was a great time, and you know, we're looking forward to the launch of this menu, and I think we might sneak down there and, you know, in disguise and not covering Berg Vivant, just going to just flat out enjoy this, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I think we should.
Indeed, excellent. In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Berg Vivant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvivant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.